Welcome, everybody. I would like to call the Sussex Academy Executive Board meeting on March 15th, 2017, to order at 3:33 p.m. We have roll call. Denise Westbrook.
Shanta Wilkinson.
Alan Stafford.
Steve Burke.
Debbie Thies.
Julia Martin.
Andrea Rogers.
Martin Cosgrove.
Joe Shell.
Chris Benjamin.
Patricia Oliphant.
Thank you. You have the February 15th Executive Board meeting minutes. If you could go ahead and take the opportunity to review those, if you haven't yet. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Comment? Okay. Hearing no discussion or comment, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. I do have one item on the agenda. Under K, Andrea, could we include succession planning? It's the ad hoc, if you will, committee. Probably over, you know, from here forward anyway. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Director's report?
Julia. So to start off for drama, we had auditions and casting for Beauty and the Beast, which will be happening in the beginning of May. They're practicing the music right now if you want to go visit. Also, Leo Club has a shoe drive going on right now for, I think our community is in Ethiopia, and it's Kelly Lindsay's CAFS project. So for the diploma program, we have like a community service, action, and creativity component that we have to do a specific project for, and it's her project, and we're collecting them and then sending them off, and hopefully in the end of May we'll have sort of a culmination project to make it even more special.
Any particular kind of shoes or
any
just
shoes?
Any.
So if board members have shoes, clean out your shoe closets.
Yes, please.
And please send them in.
Seriously.
Is
perfect.
Is it shoes to be worn by the people?
Yes.
Okay, not
so.
the
like
shoes to use the rubber for, okay.
I think there are shoes to be worn, but I'm not 100% sure whether they don't take the other kinds of shoes and then siphon them off and do something else with them.
Okay.
So all
it's
shoes.
It's not the big water project
that's
done, but
right.
It's souls for souls.
And when do you want this end?
I think April 1st or something. It's running through the end of March.
Okay, great.
That's good.
Also, we have a fundraiser going for prom. We're selling raffle tickets for a wreath of gift cards. I have them with me if you're interested. They're $5 for one and $20 for five. The proceeds are going to help fund prom and drive some ticket costs down, and the raffle will be in the beginning of April. Also, Keller Reyes' CAFS project is a kind of like GoFundMe, I think. The link is on the Facebook page. And she is raising money for Habitat. And if you pledge $20, you get a shirt that was designed by her. And that is ending Friday, though.
This Friday?
This Friday, okay. And spring sports are starting. I think the first games are in the beginning of April, end of March.
Next week?
When's the next week, according to Steve?
Did lacrosse just have scrimmage?
Yes, they had scrimmage, the girls against Tech. I heard it was very violent. But
Julia!
Molly got beat up a little bit.
Oh,
no. Scary, but it's okay. We'll make them stronger.
I like you, Julia.
And that's it.
Fantastic.
Good.
Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For your time.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'll purchase.
an easy sale.
Yes.
All right, the next item are basically just some calendar items for you and reporting out to you, that you can go on our school calendar oftentimes and see this. But some really important, other important events are coming up, just that I wanted to alert you. Science Fair, we're gonna have Science Fair Night in April, and that is a major undertaking by middle school and middle school science teachers. We are probably, we may be the only one, I don't know, where kids do science fair projects. The entire middle school is still doing science fair projects. Again, our middle school science teachers work very hard on that under Lauren Gressy's leadership, I'd say. Another thing, as Julia mentioned, the Beauty and the Beast is also, well, it's not around the corner. I have it on here where it is. It is the weekend of the 12th and 13th of May. Spring concerts are May 23rd and 24th, and I know those are a couple months away, but once May gets here, it's a total blur, okay? So prom is May 25th, and graduation is June 2nd, and moving up day for 8th grade is June 9th.
What time is graduation planned for?
7.
Do we have a baccalaureate program or some kind of an award program ahead of that?
The answer to that, we don't have an official baccalaureate program. All right, we don't have a baccalaureate program because we are a public entity, we would not be able to plan a baccalaureate program. The adults cannot plan a baccalaureate program. No, but I mean, if it's religiously affiliated, students can ask for...
That's a complication, isn't it? Isn't that what the state objects to? Where there's prayer and that kind of stuff?
I don't know my own experience, Joe. It was called baccalaureate. It's been called baccalaureate here. When I say here in Delaware.
But it's had a religious connotation or not?
Yes, absolutely had a religious connotation. But we are having an event for the high school seniors that's going to be an event to, we're planning a dinner to recognize them in terms of their accomplishments. We don't have it all planned out yet, and that is going to be held on May 31st. And it will be here. And the board will be invited. Parents of the students will be invited. Our aim at this point, and it's going to be a new experience for us, our aim is to try to recognize every high school student, so that it's not that it is a time where everyone in the graduating class is featured, along with the youngsters who would be receiving honors scholarships and those kinds of things. So that would be the event at which we would see the board scholarship being given, the foundation scholarship being given, and any other kinds of scholarships that are out there that people have awarded to our kids. It would also be a time that perhaps, and again, we don't have it mapped out because it's a new experience, where we would identify students in terms of the scholarships that they have received outside of the school. Okay? So that's going to be on the 31st of May. And that's probably going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening. But to tell you that it's fully planned would not be fair.
And we have a committee to help with that, correct?
That dinner thing, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a graduation committee. Right. But is that, Chris, myself, the chair?
Okay, we'll have to get you together.
But is that, do you want our help in planning that one? Or is that the school graduation committee? Because I know you have a couple faculty on one, too. I mean, we'll do whatever you need.
It can all be a big happy family.
Okay, that's fine.
If you want. We, all right, so I mentioned prom, I mentioned graduation, I mentioned the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting, we have a committee of moms, actually. I hope it's okay that I call them this because I think it's kind of cute. Prom moms, I'm calling them the prom moms, who have really been very helpful, with the prom. We're having a prom at Baywood, certainly if board members want to come by the prom, they're welcome. We would need to know if you want to eat and those kind of things, but you're certainly welcome to any of these events. The one that we have the most mapped out at this time is the prom. The one that we have more mapped out a little bit is graduation, and the one we have the least mapped out is the awards dinner. You know, if the board wants us to go in a different direction at some point in terms of their expectations, we're certainly open.
Is there an after prom? Did they do those?
No, the kids.
Am I dating myself?
I was hoping there would be.
Oh, okay.
But it seemed as if, not it seemed, that according to the information I was given, the kids don't really want that.
Okay.
I saw this big pool party going on to tell you the truth, but that didn't seem to speak to them.
Another use for that pool.
No, I'm serious.
That would be cool.
That's what I thought. Maybe another year.
Who goes to the prom, juniors and seniors? Correct?
Juniors and seniors, or any invited guest. They could have one invited guest from outside the school, but they cannot be middle school, and they can't be beyond
25.
No, not we're not going to 25. 21. I think it's 20. They have to have. We've got a guest form, so the guest has to be approved.
Yeah, but then 20. 19.
Trish, if you don't have one person committed to running the grad night preparation, it always is going to be behind.
I'm sorry.
You need to designate or need to get a volunteer to run the grad night. If somebody has the responsibilities on the shoulder, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it's going to be June 5th or May 15th, and there still won't be one.
I do. Sarah Messina. I've got one person to do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, it's not a matter that there's no one person to do it. It's just,
All right.
And it will be very nice, guaranteed. I don't know how much you want information you want brought to you. One of the other things we're going to be doing, we're going to be sending out to the parent, to the graduating seniors and even the juniors, we're going to send out written information about these events, about the upcoming events and appropriateness of dress, of appropriateness of behavior. We are also planning on, for the prom specifically, doing something with etiquette. They're going to Baywood, and it's a very elegant setting. Okay, they're going to be faced with a table setting that some students may be unfamiliar with. So we want to get them in a position where they can enjoy these kinds of things throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. So.
And represent well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the public.
Yes. Correct.
Which I have no doubt will occur.
So again, Sarah Messina is also in charge of that. As I call them, the prom moms are helping mm-hmm. to a great deal mm-hmm. in terms of those kinds of things. Okay, good.
Okay. Enrollment. We have 118 students currently invited for grade 6. Of those 118, 101 have enrolled. 102 have enrolled. Andrew's been calling, and all but one have indicated they will be enrolling. There was one that declined.
Wow.
Our soft deadline for registration is this Friday, but you know, certainly we have until May 1st is the hard deadline because that determines our funding for next school year. We have one new 10th grader enrolled. We have 20 new 9th graders enrolled, and phone calls out to an additional five.
Is that in the 118?
No, we're talking about 9th grade now. The 118 was 6th grade.
Oh, 6th grade. That's, never mind.
Okay, so 20 new 9th graders, one new 10th grader, and then six have been caught. Additional applications came in after our window closed, so since January 7th, and they've been contacted. Of the current 8th grade, we have indications from 17 that they're not intending to return. We have 110 who have, we have forms for most of them. I've asked the teachers just to give me the ones that say no, they're not returning. So some are still on the fence. There are 13 now that are currently enrolled in both our school and Sussex Tech. So I'm expecting probably between 90 and 95 of our current 8th graders at this point will be staying.
So Alan, the 13 who are dual enrolled, is that of the 17?
No.
No, the 17 are just not intended
right.
to come back.
Right, as those come in, then we know to cross them off of the list.
Got it.
There was one in the office this afternoon making a phone call, and I asked her where she, you know, if she was staying for next year. She said yes. I said, well, you know you're enrolled in both schools at this point. And she had just returned her no to Sussex Tech.
Okay.
So there are 13 others out there now in similar positions.
Okay.
We don't know what their final choice is.
So is that less than last year?
Yes. I went back in my notes and as far as I went back was April. I think my March notes are upstairs in the attic. Cool. And it's a much bigger number than we had last year.
It's saying they're staying.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
much
that's
larger
great.
Number staying.
So the 95 plus the 20 new 9th graders, that's the 115.
Right.
Correct.
And then
six new ones.
Hopefully. And we found the last two summers that we get a lot of people in the summertime coming in and enrolling for grade 9.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
We're very hopeful for a full complement of 9th graders next year.
Mm-hmm.
At what time do you call, if we have the 118 in 6th grade, do you call to potentially push that up, obviously prior to May 1st, because you're going to want them, you'll do that prior to, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the ultimate goal on 6th grade, 125?
I think that's the decision we're going to have to make as more information comes out regarding budget
the entire school
because I'm not optimistic that there's going to be the same level of funding from the federal government that we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not optimistic that we're going to see the same level of funding from the state based on what I'm reading in the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And so
make it up on by
more bodies. Yeah, more bodies mean more money, whereas we wanted to start scaling back in the middle school once the high school got full. We may not have that option.
And what's the max in the room? 35 kids in a room?
No, we're not putting 35 kids in a room. The other thing that's going on right now, certainly chief school officers of the regular school districts, because that's where the major funding is for public school education. They are in the process of meeting, and they're in consultation with people at the department, and so everybody knows because you can read it in the paper that there's going to be some kind of scaling back, probably in almost every governmental agency, and so education won't be immune to that. But education is the biggest. I think education is the biggest source of funding, you know, in the state. So we'll see. But we are But the good news is we have, I think, a, you know, through the charter school network, Kendall Massett certainly takes a pretty aggressive stance in trying to keep everyone informed. And it's my opinion that the new Secretary of Education will be continue meeting and maybe have new, even new frontiers with charter schools.
Okay. Monthly financial reports, you have them. A lot of the stuff I would normally point out at this time would be positive things and things that may be questionable. The most positive, if you, you know, is the number on the first page, where right now we're at 64.42%. Mm-hmm. We would anticipate to have been at 66.7%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in fairly good shape. Later in the agenda, you're going to be looking at the final budget for this fiscal year. So a lot of the stuff where the percentages are well below or above what we should be, that's been adjusted. So I'll take questions on the current ones, and then I want to discuss briefly one report in particular.
So as you sit today, two-thirds of the way through the year, are you expecting to end up with a surplus?
I am.
Some amount?
I am.
What's your current estimate of the surplus?
Maybe as much as 140, 150. However, what I'd like to do is, as I did last year, prepay some expenses I know we're going to have, so that whatever impact that we have from state level, which we won't know until June 30th, mm-hmm. is minimized. Certainly, I can't prepay staff members, but I can prepay other things like the bus lease, you know, payments for the mortgage, perhaps. Sure, we get the oil tank filled this year before the end of the fiscal year.
And the propane tank.
For formality's sake, could I have a motion to approve the monthly financial report ending February 28th?
Steve Burke, motion to approve.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Okay, I wanted to look at the last page. It's the aquatics budget. First opportunity for you to see how it's impacting our overall budget. So we've had this pool in our possession since December 14th. We've not been able to open to the public because we still don't have a final CO. What's holding us up now is the hardware on the push doors. They're not push doors. You have to be able to get out by, you know, by push on a bar, and it came with regular hardware. So my understanding is the hardware is here, and I was told today when I found out that the building supervisor, the construction supervisor, had been here yesterday, I anxiously asked, was that to install that software? No. It'll be the end of the month. We're trying to open the pool
exactly.
to the public on April 1st.
Correct.
So that's a little concerning to me. But this gives you an idea of what it's cost us for half of December, January, and February, $45,733. That does not include the impact on our electrical system because it's not metered separately. But it does include the energy line, that's propane to heat the pool and the atmosphere in the pool and in the lobby. It's costing us between $1,600 and $2,000 a week. There have been some other expenses that are not here that are costly. We had to buy stairs, ADA compliant stairs mm-hmm. for the pool. That was about $3,100, and a new vacuum, because the vacuum that came with the pool is on this big wooden cart on wheels. It's not even as technologically as advanced as what I was using when I was managing pools 30 years ago. So we're buying, we bought one of those ones that's robotic, but it came damaged. So it's being shipped back to be replaced.
Is there a standard temperature to keep a pool?
82. Well, no, we've been keeping it 78. And then you have to keep the air temperature 2 degrees above that. We've had it 78 for the swim team. But we're going to move it up because for lessons and for recreation, it's recommended to be 82. So we're going to increase it to 82 because it is cold. I'll tell you, I swim and it is cold.
So the propane cost of $2,000 a week doesn't count, take into effect the cost to heat that 2 degrees more than that in there.
But I'm hoping that the ambient temperature outside will assist with that.
Right. Exactly. So these are the worst months.
I hope.
For heating.
Yeah, and I think the propane price may come down once we get through the high need time. So, but we will be using that same system to condition that space year round.
Alan, the doors, like, is that, did they send the wrong parts to begin with? I mean,
I think the wrong doors were ordered. I don't think that I was not part of that. I just think the people who did the ordering had no idea that the fire marshal was going to take such issue with the doors that were selected.
Okay. And is it significant to change, I mean, to say, like, how long does it take for them to change the doors? I mean, I truly don't know.
I don't know, because I was told when we were trying to open March 1st and we were approached and said we couldn't open for March 1st, that it should be done by mid-March. So we chose April thinking that that's a safe date.
Sure, of course.
Now, in terms of revenue, the only revenues we've collected so far are rentals, and that's the $2,100. However, we now have a total of 33 members. 5 bought family memberships. There's 1 couple membership and 11 individual memberships.
Okay.
And I meant to bring over the fee structure for how much they are. So, for example, I think the family membership until March 20th is $625 or something like that, and then after that it goes to $700. We have lessons already lined up. We have group lessons with enrollment of 18 students and private lessons at 7 students.
So this statement understates the revenue potential as you see it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, it's just starting out.
And one of the things that we were able to get resolved in the last week or so is we can now take credit card payments for the memberships.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay.
And so we have a little square back there that has the chip reader on it, and we're able to process credit cards, which I think will help with membership.
So even if they came and changed, I'm sorry to be stuck on the door, so even if they came and changed the doors on the 31st, is there another process? Does somebody need to come back and approve?
Dwayne Fox has to come out, do the inspection, and issue the final certificate of occupancy. So what we are told is we can't have any scheduled events, regularly scheduled events in that facility until that time.
So is there anything we can do on our end to accelerate the changing of the doors, or their need to know how it impacts our bottom line? Because that's significant. I mean, we don't want to advertise to the public, this is what we're going to do, and from the beginning, I would hate to have to say, oh no, sorry.
We're still a fire hazard.
Yeah.
Really?
How is that any different than the students using it?
Are they regularly?
Well, it's not regularly scheduled.
Like the conference, that was a one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a temporary CFO that went 30 days, and most of what we were doing in the pool fell within that 30-day period. Then we got an extension.
Okay.
So everything that was done during that pool fell within that extended, either the original or the extended time. And then it was when they came back and said, no more extensions, you got to get this done before you get your final, is when we were told, that was the first time we were told not to have any regularly scheduled events in the pool.
But I think to respond to your question, Denise, if we can tell Dwayne Fox, the fire marshal, we're installing the last week of March, can you be here on March 31st?
Exactly.
He wants to see us succeed. He's not going to be bureaucratic about it.
And also, I can talk about it when we get to buildings and grounds. So now we just need to vote.
So any additional discussion on the monthly?
You will get that aquatics monthly, by the way.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further discussion, we already have a motion and a second, so all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, it's approved. Monthlies are approved. Foundation?
We did not have a meeting prior to this meeting, so there's not much new news. A couple of things I did want to mention, though. Financially, we're fine. Last time I reported, we were a little over $3 million in the bank. We're not as high as that now, but we're not a heck of a lot lower either. We haven't had a lot of invoices coming in because we're pretty much finished with construction. We will be applying to the Delaware Foundations. This is Longwood, Welfare, Crystal, and so forth. Again, we haven't had an award from Longwood for 4 years. There's a reason for that, because their rules suggest we can't go back, given that they gave us $1.5 million 4 years ago. We can't go back for another until September of this coming year, this year, 17. Welfare has given us 2 awards, so they're not quite as stringent on this 4-year absence rule. So we're hopeful. I was told by the guy who runs Longwood, apply in July and apply for $2 million. That doesn't mean we're going to get $2 million, but that's their maximum award at any one award grant time. I took that as positive news, that they've seen our success. In September, when we submit, or before September, we will know where all of our kids are going to college, how many are going to college, which colleges did they apply to, which ones did they get into. And that's a report card that's better than how we're doing in grades on IB or the standard college tests. Let's see. The reason we want to raise more money is because we want to be, one, we'd like to have a reserve for future things, which I'll talk about when we get the building and grounds. But we also have a $3.6 million construction loan that we need to pay off. So it's not like we have $3 million and no debt. We have more debt than we have cash, but that's okay. The construction loan has a termination date out in the future, the end of this year, unless we need to extend it for a year. So it's not a big problem. So that's the, one other thing. The last time we did have a board meeting for the foundation, we want to do, as a foundation, would like to do an award for every senior who stuck it out. So we want to work with whoever is our awards dinner person, so we don't tread on this board's awards or any other awards, but the foundation would like to do that, as well as we're doing a scholarship of some amount. I forgot what the amount is, but it's... All right, what's the board do, 250 or 200?
All right, it's here. 200 individuals, so what, 2,500 is
and
the total.
I think we decided to do something a little less than that.
I think we said 2,000. But so, a trailblazer award for each senior.
Right. So we don't know what that'll be. We haven't really set a budget. That will be up to the board of the foundation to set a budget and decide on some really nifty, something that they'll have for a long time, preferably on their desk to remind them every time they're sitting there at 2 o'clock doing college homework. The reason I'm able to do this is because of Sussex Academy. So we're going to try to find something that's meaningful and visible.
So Joe, when you made the statement that the foundation wanted to work with the school or whoever's planning the awards dinner, When you say that, is that somebody from the foundation wants to be involved in the meetings, or what does that mean?
No, we just want to stage our awards in their announcement in a meeting, so they're not upstaging this board's award. This is the most important board, not the foundation board. The foundation board has more money, but that's only temporary.
Okay.
So that's all we want to do is make sure we fit in rather than stand out. That's all I have on the foundation.
Committee reports, you certainly have some in front of you. So of outreach and athletics, is there anything from anybody's committee that we need to highlight more specifically?
On athletics?
Yes.
I had started talking with Steve Bastianelli about this, but I think that we need a lacrosse wall, which is just a block wall. And that lets the kids, especially the ones that are just starting out, for effectively bounce the ball against the wall, and they're not doing it on the school building.
Correct.
And at the other schools, especially private schools that I've seen, even over in Baltimore, it can be like a giant billboard in the middle of campus.
Correct.
With the school seal or whatever you want to put on. And they're usually about 12 feet high. And you know, it depends on the size of the school, how big, how long they are. But I know it's going to tie into building and grounds because it's it'll be a semi-permanent fixture. So I don't know what it'll cost yet, but I'm starting to look into that.
Well, and
that's,
go ahead.
No. So tell me a little bit about where on the grounds, is it close to the building? Is it outside?
I think it goes kind of, it would be best served, and that's not my decision clearly, but kind of out towards the fields.
Okay.
And maybe on the other side of the fields, kind of getting towards the property line.
Yeah.
It helps if it's, so you can use both sides of it, because then you've doubled the value of it. And it's, you know, anything that you could bounce a ball off, so soccer, lacrosse.
Okay.
Almost similar to what they would have on a half-court tennis court, so you can play tennis by yourself. It's similar, same concept.
So you have talked to Bastianelli?
I just started talking to Steve.
Is the construction of it, is it of wood construction? Is
block,
it block construction?
Block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Block.
But the benefit is that it is a marketing opportunity,
as
long as it's facing people.
Sure.
You know, if it's sideways to the field, it's not going to, or perpendicular to the field, it's not going to be very good from a marketing point of view.
Yeah, but properly oriented, and you know, whether they're having things on the weekends out here, that it's almost like a giant flag of ours that, you know, could be on that back part of the campus.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The one thing we do need to do though is make sure it's on a field where there's good grass, as those two back fields are just weeds growing. So it's got to be on a field that has one of our fields that we plan for.
Or does it? Because
if it's muddy, it's not going to work very well, but if it's grass, it's going to be better.
Well, but I think about what it's being used for. It's a lot of tread through that area. I don't know. I think about lacrosse, it doesn't really.
And they're not really running and doing.
Correct.
It's more like you're just kind of standing.
Correct.
So
exactly.
Stick skills more than anything else.
Yeah,
or it could be used for baseball as far as that goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything, like I said, as long as it's not, you're not bouncing metallic items off of it.
Right.
That's fine.
Good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I like it. Mm-hmm. And they won't be playing against the wall.
Yeah.
It gets them away
yeah.
from the school and from
exactly.
the windows and cars.
Away from
so.
The windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not playing wall ball today, boys. we have sometimes at the other school, throwing balls against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We have here.
You're doing it here?
Not a great degree of freakency, but I've seen it in the hallways.
Oh, yeah.
No, guys.
I like that.
Maybe some space on the middle school fields. towards the where they where we have the storage.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking back there by the white little shed.
Well, until you said using both sides of it, I was like, gosh, that would be something if we're trying to camouflage a certain space.
Realistically, you could.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a two-sided wall,
correct.
So you get you could get double the usage if it was there was space to use.
And while I like the idea of making it so that it's obvious, I like the idea of it going this way. Uh-huh. When we're looking out, because then I'm not worried about who's hiding behind it or what's happening behind it, because I can see on both sides of it.
True.
Good point, another good point.
I've been doing this a long time, I know. All the tricks of the trade, or most of them. Kids are always ahead of us.
That was it for athletic.
Okay.
How many students are in the school right now?
Today?
Yeah.
690.
I haven't done a good count.
Just around there. I was just looking at how many kids are involved in sports, and it's great to see there's 30 girls on the high school soccer, 30 on the middle school soccer, 36 on high school lacrosse, 26 on high school men's lacrosse. That's impressive.
Well, Steve, I asked Steve some time back about the percentage of kids, and he gave them to me, and I roughly remember this way. In both spring sports and winter sports, roughly 33-35% of our kids were involved in, this was last year, in athletics in fall or winter. And then in spring, it was something like 55%.
Wow.
That's not this year, but that was preceding year.
That's good.
Which is, to me, pretty impressive.
Yeah, most definitely.
Alan, going back to enrollment for just a quick question. Do you have an estimate of enrollment starting in September, losing 38, gaining 100, whatever sixth grade will be, and some attrition from the eighth grade and ninth grade? When you add all those up, what's that number versus the 690 or 692 that we have now?
I don't have an estimate. I'm hoping we get well over 700. And I think that's doable.
That's not a very good estimate as far as
precision. We still have a lot of time between now and then, and there's some rumors that certain kids are leaving. I talked with a 10th grader today who said he's planning to go to Cape, but that hasn't happened yet. We have 60 current 11th graders.
64.
So our senior class is still not going to be a full 100
right.
Some kids. So when I say well above 700, it'd be like 740 is what I'd like to see. But last year I thought we were going to get to 40 units and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
People out there trying to take our kids.
Yeah, but it seems to me that we always anticipated we'll do better and better in enrollment as we become a full high school, and that seems to be
what
we're seeing in the eighth graders going on to ninth grade. And if we replace a 38 member class, the senior class, with 120, that's 60 or whatever that is, that's a lot more, 82 mm-hmm. more people, if I did my arithmetic right. So from 690, that puts you at 770 immediately without the attrition, and then you factor in some amount for attrition, whether it's the 10th grade or the 9th grade, those are the two big years.
Right. Again, that goes back if we keep the middle school grades at 130.
Right.
We had said at one point,